The Power Moms Network, empowering moms to lift the world. Hello, and welcome to our quick bonus for you, our simple sizzle reel for the Power Moms podcast, the flagship show for the Power Moms podcast network, which is now officially in pre-launch mode. I'm producer Jemmy, founder of the Power Moms Network, and I'm excited to lead this new community of moms, parlaying our parenthood superpowers into success and empowering each other to lift the world. This episode is brought to you by the Power Moms Network parent company, my podcast production house and consultancy firm, Flintstone Media. And in fact, I want to quickly share with you that Flintstone Media is currently celebrating its 9th anniversary. Yay! And I know my parenting superpowers had a lot to do with getting through all of the ups and downs that the entrepreneurial journey can bring for real. So thanks to everyone who has helped me make the last 9 years happen. My clients, my team, most especially everybody. If you go to flintstonemedia.com/9 years, you'll be able to see all about the journey we've been on so far. So here's to the next 9 years. Listen in and let me introduce you to some of our power moms. First up is a clip from my conversation with Carly Cossey, co-founder of Jen and Carrie, a line of high-impact sports bras. When she couldn't find the solution for her specific need, she made one. And that makes her a power mom.
After I had my first son is when we came up with this bra idea. Basically, I've always been into fitness. I'm a sports chiropractor, and that's a big part of my life. So yeah. I wanted to get back in the gym. And for me, that gym time is like my time. You know, it's like I get to be myself. I get to be an athlete. And as much as I love being a mother and being a nursing mom, I didn't want those big old nursing clips telling everyone, like declaring to the world, I'm a nursing mom. I just wanted the time for me.
Yes.
And I also didn't want my boob to fly out, you know, like running or jumping or lifting weights. So,
you know, first of all, I want to praise you for giving yourself permission to still hold on to you.
Thank you.
Motherhood, yes. A lot of us lose ourselves. So you still were like, I want to hold on to me.
Yeah. And that is part of our whole mission, right? Mm-hmm. It's empowering women to take that time for themselves. And we love our kids, right? But like, it's about us. And we know we have to be healthy and well, mentally, physically, all those things to be good moms.
So be sure to catch my full interview with Carly Cossey from Jen and Carrie in an episode coming your way real soon. Next up is a clip from my conversation with Michelle Brandris from Name Bubbles, who, similarly to Carly, she also created what she couldn't find. And she did it when she came to a major fork in the road. And that bravery makes her a power mom. Let's hear from Michelle.
And then that one day, my son was really sick. 100, I want to say it was 102. It was at least 101.
How old was he?
18 months.
Okay.
And he's laying on my husband's chest, and I'm flying out on Sunday for...
Oh, so let me guess. Yes. You're already predicting the mom guilt.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I'm flying out, and I'm leaving, and I look in the window, and he's asleep on my husband's chest. And I just thought, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, it took a long time for me to have him. And I felt so lucky I was able to have him.
Yes.
So, you know, I think I cried, of course, you know, just going, I'm not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So about 2 months later, I quit my job and then just started testing, started looking at the different materials out there, and then started the website. So it really was that wanting to be my own business.
Yes.
And wanting to, I guess, create my own destiny and start the journey.
So be sure to catch my full interview with Michelle Brandris from Name Bubbles in an episode coming your way real soon. And next is a clip from my conversation with Michelle Hayward and Shannon Murphy from Cart Drop. They teamed up to create a new app that provided a life solution, not only for themselves, but also other super busy moms. And that makes them power moms. Let's hear from Michelle and Shannon.
My nanny sent me a text from across the house and said, "You're out of peanut butter." And my three-year-old...
There's so much about that sentence that I love.
And my three-year-old was having a full meltdown because he could not have a peanut butter and jelly. And
the world is about to end.
It actually was, maybe, at that time. And
that's true, it was a pandemic.
And the peanut butter really just set me over the edge. And I thought, you know, I'm very good at a lot of things. Why can't I get the peanut butter to my house when I need it?
Right.
And remember to put it on that list and actually get it taken care of and buy it.
Oh my gosh.
And Cart Drop was born.
So be sure to catch my full interview with Michelle and Shannon from Cart Drop in an episode coming your way real soon. And next is a clip from my conversation with Melissa Clayton from Tiny Tags, a really exciting jewelry line that lets moms celebrate themselves, their motherhood, or both. And that makes Melissa a power mom. Let's hear from her.
Right before we got started recording, yes, you said something that jazzed me up because I am all about building brands. I think women, mothers, we need to elevate ourselves and our voices, and we can do that through our brands. So you said something before we started recording that I loved, because you said, I didn't just build a jewelry line. It was important for you to build a brand. So tell us the difference.
Absolutely. So when I first started Tiny Tags, everybody was telling me that you have to make something for dads and brides and graduates, and my head was spinning. Mm. I listened to a book called Brand Warfare. I highly recommend it. And light bulbs were going off, and I said, all I really care about is moms and connecting with moms and telling their stories and celebrating their children. And I literally went home and deleted everything off the gift guide that did not have to do with moms. And it made running the business so much easier. And I knew where we were going to go, who we would work with, what brands we would work with content creators. And it's even evolved even more. So we are focused on moms, and we have gotten a lot even deeper over the years as I have evolved as a mom. Mm-hmm. We really talk about mom taking care of herself. We all know that moms are suffering with their mental health.
Wait, mothers lose themselves when they're through their motherhood? I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
So we like to remind moms, in order to celebrate their children, they have to celebrate themselves.
Yes.
But for us, that means really taking the time, understand the baggage you bring into your journey, and deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. We all know if you've got dad issues or mom issues, you're just going to rinse and repeat. So we really just want to have that awareness and those deep conversations with our moms about what it means to show up for yourself in heal the wounds of the past.
Yes.
So you just don't repeat them with your own children.
Yes.
So be sure to catch my full interview with Melissa Clayton from Tiny Tags in an episode coming your way real soon. And my last clip for you today is from my conversation with Rebecca Caffiero from The Pitch Club. She and I talked about building a brand and then establishing a community around it, touching on the difference between your zone of excellence and your zone of genius and how to pivot from one to the other. And she is sharing all of that insight with others in her community, and that makes her a power mom. Let's hear from Rebecca.
I have learned that if I want to do something and I ask myself, why do you want to do this? If it's because I can or should, or it's a good idea, that's actually a no. If it is not something that I feel like called, soul connected, and so excited about,
yes,
it's a no. And I think the same thing with our kids. There's often like so many things that we feel like we should try or we should introduce our kids to, right? Or even like when we're putting our kids into summer camp.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I always tell my son, there's so many options and I'm going to let you know what they are, but we're going to focus on what you are excited about. Because
yes,
I have found he loves football and baseball. He will run out the door for those. Like last week was his first game. He was in my room at 6:40 a.m., fully dressed in his fly
ready to go
at 7 a.m. Like, can we throw before the game? Can we throw after the game, right? So it's so much easier if you're excited, like
yes,
you're going to run towards something.
Yes.
Versus when I tried to put him in soccer and it was like a kicking, freaking fight. And I was like, okay, let's not do this thing.
Right.
So even in business, right, when someone says like, oh, I need to do this in marketing, but I'm like, ugh. I'm like, you are going to procrastinate and waste so much time and mental space.
Mm-hmm.
What are you excited about instead?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's why, again, going back to like why I love podcasts and speaking, is most business owners love speaking about their business.
Mm-hmm.
They love sharing like value. So go do the thing that you're excited about and lit up
yes
about. Follow that, because you will be pulled towards it. You'll get in flow. You'll be so much more productive and effective and magnetic versus doing the things that you feel like you should do. Those are things you should automate, delegate, or delete.
So be sure to catch my full interview with Rebecca Caffiero from The Pitch Club in an episode also coming your way real soon. And since Rebecca and I talk so much about community building in that episode, I want to mention an episode that you can catch right now of my other show, Podcasting Your Brand, where I help you build your brand through the power of podcasting. Episode 79 releases the same day as this sizzle reel, Tuesday, June 20th, with Anna Deshawn. Anna is a multi-award-winning podcaster and Ambie Award-winning podcast producer and host, and the founder of The Cube, a podcast production company and curated platform to discover the best music and podcasts by BIPOC and QTPOC creatives. And she definitely knows a thing or two about building a community. So if you have a podcast, check out episode 79 of Podcasting Your Brand, where Anna and I talk about crowdfunding
for your podcast. Pun intended, it is a very valuable conversation. So I'll be sure to include a link to it in the show notes for you. Thanks for joining in today. I hope today's Sizzle Reel helped inspire you to subscribe to the podcast so you can be informed on your own Power Mom path. And if you know another lady who is a Power Mom or Power Mom-to-be, be sure that you're sharing the show with her as well. And also be sure to head to PowerMomsNetwork.com to join our mailing list, connect with other Power Moms, and parlay your own superpowers to success. That's PowerMomsNetwork.com. Connect with me and the team at Power Moms by emailing powermoms@flintstonemedia.com. That's Power Moms with an S, as always, because there are lots of us. So Power Moms with an S at flintstonemedia.com to get in touch with myself or the Power Moms team. And be sure to join us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We're building this community and we're so excited to meet you. So you can find us on all three platforms at Power Moms Unite. And if you're interested in starting or leveling up your own podcast, check out all of my podcast launch, production, and coaching consulting offerings at flintstonemedia.com. It's producer Jemmy signing off for now, and I am so excited to be connecting with all of you Power Moms and then to connect all of us Power Moms together so we can all parlay our parenthood superpowers into success.